I'm John Fonte, senior fellow at the Hudson Institute here in Washington, D.C. I think that we have to work long range to build up both process of liberty and democracy, the emergence of liberal democratic governments and just simply peace-loving governments that are open to both tolerance and sort of worldwide international cooperation. I think, as you suggested there, groups of people working together against radicalism, yes, that's fine, that makes sense. In some cases, there is action. I mean, in World War II, there was violence. Nazi Germany invaded. And then there was the, in response to that, there was, a, remember, a D-Day invasion that we celebrated just a couple of weeks ago. That was, I don't call that violence. That was a return, the powers, United States, Britain, France, Soviet Union at the time, responded, and in that case it was necessary to respond in a military way. So sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. But your first suggestion there would be the first approach, yes, to have a cooperative group of people working across religious groups to come to an agreement and to fight against extremism and against radical Islamist terrorism. Well, Turkey has always been there as a for this century, since the 1920s. As one model, so we'll see how that develops. But Turkey has been a model in the past for a particular approach to these very difficult issues. So we'll see how that continues.